It's Saturday, and you're in traffic again. We feel your pain. Let us try and make it worth your while and teach you something that could help protect your assets. After all, that is the name of our show. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed out life when it comes to your investments and your finances, taxes, and estate planning needs. This entire month, we've taken this hour each week to help you get into financial shape for 2020, especially if that was one of your goals this year. I know how hard it gets the longer the January drags on, but you're doing it. You're hanging in there, and good for you. This is episode number 4 of our Retirement Bootcamp series for January 2020. And just to go back a little bit, the first episode started with basic training, where you learned about the fundamentals of investing and saving for retirement. And then the second week, episode number 2, we had the tax man in the house, and we dove into the new retirement tax laws that will affect you as you start to withdraw money out of probably one of your biggest assets. And there's some new rules, some new age limits, some new Social Security mortality tables, all this information you need to know. And so we outlay it all for you there in that podcast. And then the third week, we talked about landmines, going along with our boot camp theory here, landmines, and then also areas you want to look at investing as it comes to 2020, now that we have the China trade deal pretty much signed off on, done, and you've got phase 2A, B, C maybe coming down the road. What does that mean? So there's going to be areas you're going to want to invest in and think about as you put that together. That was in our third podcast. And then today, we're talking about successful habits of millionaires and what are some things you could adapt that perhaps would make you become a millionaire. Or if you're already a millionaire, maybe there's some things that you're missing out on that other millionaires are doing that you really should protect yourself or cover yourself. If you missed any of this content, go and listen to our podcast. It's so easy to find. It's pyaradio.com. Again, pyaradio.com stands for Protect Your Assets. pyaradio.com. We have a very abbreviated podcast there of this show. It's about 25 minutes, no commercials, super easy to digest while you're making a meal or driving to work. And if you would, please, I'd really appreciate it. Please tell a friend about the podcast if you enjoy it and share the love. Thank you. All right. So what are the habits of the millionaires? First of all, number one, they don't spend beyond their means. I know it sounds obvious, but it's so ignored and repeated, such as you buy a chic apartment, you travel all the time, go out to meals all the time, the new consumer electronics, fancy clothes, new cars. You know what I'm talking about. You have to have it. And this is what makes the millionaires invisible. They are not conspicuous about their consumption. They're value shoppers, whether it's for groceries, college, even a new car. They always will buy used, but they buy used in a smart way, particularly when it comes to a car. They'll look for a car that maybe is newer, maybe 1 year old, 2 years old, has very low miles on it. It was owned by one owner with books and records. So they know exactly what type of car they're getting, but they save either a third or even half the price of that car, still have the car they always wanted, but spend a lot less on it. Meanwhile, they take the extra money that they saved by doing something like that, and they put that to work, earning interest and dividends into things that produce income, again, at a relatively modest to conservative way, not trying to swing for the fences or buy that technology stock that's going to return 1,000% but could lose all their principal. These are just habits that they do. This is very common amongst most of my superstars, my number one, number two in their field. This is something they constantly do. It's amazing. They educate themselves. The first investment of the invisible rich is themselves. Education is still the prime driver of their lifetime income, and they believe that it's never too late to learn. Think about this. Your own earning power is really rooted in your education and your job skills. It's really the most valuable asset that you're ever going to own. And it can be wiped out by an accident, by a stock market crash, by maybe somebody else who wasn't paying attention and injured you or disrupted your professional career. All these things can erode. But if you keep pushing up your earning power through continuous education, training, personal development, and other areas that you're interested in, this could mean going back to school, adding a needed certification on the weekends or even at night, or serving in work-related fields that build your network. And that in turn increases your salary and increases your ability to produce income for yourself. The invisible rich are also discipline savers and investors. They save and invest early. So here's how they do it. As soon as they earn any money, whether it's, you know, their first job, they start saving and they let that money work for them over time. When they had their first jobs, the invisible rich that I work with, they took advantage of the 401k plan. Even if there wasn't any matching involved, they made sure that they put money away into some sort of a savings vehicle methodically each and every paycheck. Also, if there was any sort of matching, they made sure that they took advantage of that 100%. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you're at work and you have a match of at least 4% to the first 4% that you contribute to your 401k. Well, of course, you should put in the entire 4% at a minimum because you're essentially giving yourself a 4% bump and bonus because they're going to give you that extra 4%. This is very important. But don't make the mistake where if you leave that job, you leave that extra 4% on the table. So make sure if you're going to match that it's portable, meaning that if you change careers or change companies, that 4% bonus would go with you and you could roll that to a new IRA or a new 401k with your new employer. The other successful habit that these millionaires do when it comes to saving is they pay themselves first. That is, when you budget, your first line item should be transfer that money, ideally automatically, directly into your account so you don't have to think about it. This should go to a savings account, a 401k, a money market account. Just set up the fact of transferring money from your paycheck directly into some sort of a savings account, and that way it's out of sight, out of mind, but it's still happening. And then lastly, one of the other successful habits of all the millionaires I work with is, get this, they don't swing for the fences. So just like the invisible rich, as I talked about earlier, pass on flashy accoutrement, they keep things simple when investing. They avoid the risky options or the ETFs that are multiple driven. So either, you know, 3X up, 3X down, they avoid those sort of things. They also don't load up on a lot of IPOs that could be very speculative. If they get any IPOs at all, it's usually 100 shares. There's nothing that's going to change their position if it doesn't work out. And the other thing that they do is they avoid concentrated funds or participating in hedge funds. Even with the higher net worth, that opens the doors to these types of investments. And I hear this all the time. Well, you know, folks who have $5 or $10 million to invest can get access to these private funds. Those may not be the best things for you. So just because you see other people doing it, don't think that it just makes sense for you and that you should gamble all of your money on something just like that. That's not something that the rich that I work with have done. And that's not just because of the greater risk of losing principal. It's also because of the fees and the more complex investments that they just don't really understand. Even though these people are incredibly smart and very capable, they just don't understand what they're getting involved in. And like most smart people that I work with in this industry will tell you, if it's too complicated and you don't understand it, then don't do it. It's just that simple. So it sounds like simple advice, but this is what smart and savvy millionaires that I work with do all the time. And so I'm going to throw you a line right now. You shouldn't, first of all, feel bad about this. A lot of people I've talked to say, you know, I love your show, but you say these things and I just feel like I can't do it. I just can't. There's too much going on in my life. You don't understand. I do understand. I understand 100%. And so I can help you because you're not alone. Most people feel like you do right now. And that's part of a New Year's resolution. You want this for yourself. It's good. You know it's going to help you, but you just can't see how to start. So I'm going to show you how to turn your savings or what you're earning into something that will produce income in the future that could last 30, even 40 years. And these sort of reports that I'm going to give you are free. They're complimentary, and they're results of us working with thousands and thousands of people. And so we put together some pretty neat little things. And these are lessons that other people have learned the hard way, but you don't have to do this. So here's what you can do. I want you to pick up the phone line. Pick up the phone right now. I'm opening the lines. Lines are open. 866-PROTECT. Give them a call right now. Ask them for my free reports. So I've got four reports that are coming your way. If you call us right now, 866-PROTECT. Again, the number is 866-PROTECT. We've got some really good samples here of things you can do now, action steps you can take that'll help you build your portfolio, help you build your financial future into the right direction. We love helping you. It's what we do. We enjoy it. So call this number, 866-PROTECT. Coming up next is time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you don't need insurance on your property or your cars because you can self-insure. Well, find out how to save money on insurance and make sure that you're covered. I'm going to reveal how the millionaires do it. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. 866-PROTECT.
Hey Siri, who is the Sandman?
David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, is host of Protect Your Assets, which is heard all over the world. Just ask me to play Protect Your Assets, and you can get great financial information 24/7, or just go to pyaradio.com.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman, and our goal is to help all of our listeners live a more productive, less stressed out life. I mean, let's face it, we have enough stress around this area to lighten up a little bit, wouldn't you say? This entire month, we've taken this hour each week to help you get into financial shape for 2020. And this is episode number 4, and it will be our last for the year, of our retirement bootcamp series for January 2020.
Razzle dazzle! 1, 2, 3, 4!
So the first episode of our basic training started where we went over the fundamentals of investing and saving for retirement and just the very good ground strokes that you should be doing on a consistent basis to make sure that you're doing everything you can. And if you know anything about consistent basics, and we'll equate it to football, look at the 49ers. I mean, they've spent a lot of time working on basic training, working on basics, and now we've got an amazing team. I mean, I've got to say, I'm pretty proud of our guys and how well they've done. And I really think they're going to win the Super Bowl. So congratulations to them. Of course, we're cheering for them, and we'll see what happens. So we wish them all the best next week. And of course, that's what basic training has done. I mean, these folks have mastered basic training. And if you want to go back and just make sure you're doing everything you can, then you can go back and listen to that first episode where we cover that. And then under the second episode, we covered the tax changes that just came out as a result of the new budget. And Mark Dinkle, who's our tax CPA in our office, and I dove into the new retirement tax laws and how they're going to impact your RMDs, your 401ks, and anything really related to a retirement account or a 529 account. If you have a 529, you're going to want to tune into that. And then the third week we covered what are some of the landmines you want to avoid investing in this year? And then also what are the decent areas and themes that we see that would be productive for the 2020 year as we start to unroll this and get into the elections and the trade deal finaling up and all that sort of information. And then this week, we're talking about the successful habits of millionaires and what's a common trait that millionaires do. And this the common themes that I see from all the clients I work with. I'm lucky enough to see some of the best of the best and how they do it and how they've built their wealth from nothing in most cases. It's really quite fascinating to see how there's just a consistency of dedication when it comes to their saving habits. So if you missed any of this content, any of it at all, and you want to go back and listen to it, we make it in a very digestible, easy to consume fashion by going to pyaradio.com. Again, pyaradio.com is where our podcasts are. They're only about 25 minutes, and you can listen to any one of these that you like, anytime you like, and just make sure you're doing everything you can to save as much as you can. And if you enjoy it, I'd really appreciate it. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. All right. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I would love to. So this is one I heard recently. They say that you should get the least and cheapest insurance possible. Is that how the millionaires do it? Now, I've heard this from a number of clients who are just trying to reduce their budget. Because let's face it, insurance is expensive and it continues to rise just like the cost of everything else. And so you're always looking at ways to cut your monthly expenses. And in some cases with insurance, you pay it monthly. Sometimes you pay it once a year. Sometimes you pay it every 6 months. They're getting creative with the paying abilities because it is getting more expensive. So I had someone recently ask me, well, I heard my friend the millionaire, he doesn't, you know, he looks for the cheapest insurance possible. Is that really true? The answer is no. Smart, self-made millionaires know that their financial freedom could virtually vanish if they aren't properly insuring against certain types of risks. So insurance is not one of these discretionary items that the stealthy wealthy don't have or that they cut back on. It doesn't do you much good to work hard building real estate, building financial investments, paying off your house, if you could lose it all to a silly accident, to illness, to something that's beyond your control, a disability, you know, going around a corner and someone's on the wrong side of the road. I mean, any of these things could happen at any particular time, and these things could wipe you out. Now, if you have your own business, you may have disability insurance, and this above and beyond might be something that makes sense for you, because if you are injured or you're injured on the job maybe, or something happens to you, this is a great way to create income that's tax-free. So it's something important to look at, particularly if you have your own business. And as your tangible and liquid assets grow, think about investing in smarter everyday savings types of things like personal umbrellas. A lot of my clients have real estate, and in many cases, multiple pieces of real estate. And today I was talking with a client who had several different properties, and he had several different LLCs. And so we were talking about the LLCs and which properties should go into which LLC. And he had five LLCs. And so he had some properties, as many as two in one LLC, and he had one property in another LLC. It's not as easy as just saying, oh, I'm going to have an LLC and put all my property in that. It doesn't work that way. You have to look at the tenants that are there. You have to look at the debt you have on the property. You have to look at any sort of hazardous conditions that could be in that property that could then affect your tenants or visitors to the property. All these are things that you got to think about, and you want to have a proper protection with like an LLC or a family partnership. You want to have a proper insurance policy on top of that. And then on top of that, I recommend having an umbrella policy with a certain amount of money, depending on what your entire net worth is. Remember that the potential for bankruptcy is always just around the corner and can be triggered from multiple sources. You could have a death of a family member, death of a key breadwinner in your family, a divorce, or disability that leads to loss of work. And it always reminds me about the client I had who had real estate in San Francisco. They owned an apartment building there. There was a tenant up on the roof, And the tenant somehow got out of the roof, fell three stories, but didn't die. And that tenant came back to sue this landowner and ultimately got the property. So these sort of things happen all the time. And then that asset, which was going to be one of her income-producing assets in retirement, was gone. So these things happen all the time. And unless you're protected, they can just wipe you out. It reminds me of another recent email I got from Jim. This is Jim up in Petaluma. And Jim wrote to me explaining that his long-term care insurance, which is something that he and his wife purchased to cover the contingency that a long-term care illness might affect them. Well, this is incredible. He got a letter from this insurance company, which basically said that they were increasing the cost of his long-term care premium from $1,394 a year to $2,510 a year per person. So that's about an 80% increase for the exact same benefits. Now, he hasn't made a claim. He's had this policy for a long time, a real long time, and now all of a sudden this premium is going up dramatically just to keep the same sort of benefits. And so he was wondering, what should he do? I mean, these are great questions, and this is insurance policy. It might make sense to keep it. It might make sense to reduce it. But you have to look at your insurance. You have to look at all of your insurance and see how it relates to your assets and how that protects you. And if there's any legal ways to do it. And that's why it makes a heck of a lot of sense to meet with us. We have an attorney, actually multiple attorneys here in this office. We have a CPA and we have financial advisors who all work as a team using complicated investment strategies to help you figure all this stuff out. So whether you have $500,000 in a 401k, $5 million estate, even a $50 million estate, these mistakes happen. And just by coming to my office for a complimentary 1-hour meeting, it literally could change the next 30, even 40 years of your life. Think about this. If you're tired of not really getting any help, you are paying someone somewhere to manage your money if it's invested. Whether you like it or not, you are. And you have questions and you're not really sure if you're on the right track, then pick up the phone and give us a call. Call this number right now, 866-PROTECT. I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. 866-PROTECT for you to get some help right now. Stop worrying about your money. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Find out how you could be making more on your money than you are right now. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. All right, it's time for a quick break, but when I come back, find out how the millionaire next door uses debt to their advantage. You're going to want to find out what you should be doing with your debt, or if you should have any debt at all. This is all coming up next, so stick around. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328. 866-PROTECT.
Hey Siri, who is the Sandman?
David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, is host of Protect Your Assets, which is heard all over the world. Just ask me to play Protect Your Assets, and you can get great financial information 24/7. Or just go to pyaradio.com.
Space Force! 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 Space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, the air, and sea. We have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Space Force. My new national strategy could be Space Force, Space, Space.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to PYA Events. pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com. And sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And we've created this episode of Protect Your Assets especially for you, because at the Liberty Group, we help all our clients by integrating their investments, tax planning, and estate planning all under one roof. And that's because investment planning that incorporates tax efficiency on top of that, making sure your assets go where you want them to go, is what I would call an above average plan. Do you have an above average plan or the best plan for you? Great question. And with the massive new tax changes we just saw for their retirement accounts, just came out in December, it's really good to get a second opinion and to find out how that fits your situation. And so we have a great place to do that. We're going to be doing some workshops coming up here January 30th at Divino's in Belmont, followed up by February 6th, same place. And then we'll be up in Mill Valley February 20th and the 27th at Piotti's. And you can register right now for either of those events. We have space available. They will fill up, though, so register now. PYA Events. Again, it's pyaevents.com, and you can just click on the register tab. And even if it says waitlist, by the way, still register, okay? Because people drop off. They just don't show up, and then we always have room. So don't be discouraged if you see it says waitlist. That just means that it will be better attended than otherwise. Want to wish some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to David Kawayoshi and Lily Lawrence. Happy birthday to both of you. Hope you guys have a excellent birthday week. All right, so how do the millionaires use debt to their advantage? I often hear it's a good idea to use debt to not pay cash, but instead get a loan and invest the difference. But one common trait of the millionaires that I work with is how they think about debt. Think about that for a moment. How do you think about debt? One of my wealthiest clients told me this: you can't be rich if you owe. Think about that. You can't be rich if you owe. So think about only using credit to buy things that have lasting value. Let me give you an example. If you have the option of buying a new car or a home, what makes more sense? Some people may say, well, I can't afford a home, but I can afford a car. Well, maybe if you save a little more, you can ultimately afford the home. I know it seems impossible, but you always want to pick the home that's affordable over the car. Now, how do you do that? Well, again, if you missed any of the earlier part of the show, we were talking about how you would buy a car, how millionaires buy cars. And so maybe that's the way that you do it. And the difference that you save, use that as part of your savings towards your down payment on, again, that affordable house. As you know, real estate markets cycle. We're going to have a recession at some point in the future. No one knows when. But when that happens, the price of all real estate will come down anywhere from 10, 15, 20%. It's happened before. It's happened many times before. And it will happen again. You have to be ready to strike when that happens. The other way that millionaires use debt to their advantage, particularly as they're accumulating, and this goes across the board, I've seen this with many, many successful clients who are very successful in their field, is they use education to improve themselves. And I talked about that earlier, but they use debt to finance that education. They believe that you should always invest in yourself. And let's face it, if you're investing in yourself, if you're borrowing money to put yourself through school, chances are you're going to take that a lot more seriously than if your parents are giving it to you or you're getting it for free. If you got something really on the line, your skin's in the game, I bet you're going to probably be one of the best students in your class and really learn all that, or really figure out pretty quickly if this is something for you or not. Because a good education can and usually does increase your station in life, and it's usually always a good investment in yourself, even if you have to borrow to get it. Another successful habit of all my millionaire clients is they pay cash, whether it could be on a smartphone, a credit card, what have you. It's a cash account that always backs it up. So they're not going out charging $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $10,000 a month without that money in the bank. That money directly is in the bank. It pays off that card immediately. And they never, ever have that credit card carry from month to month and just pay the minimum interest. Don't do that. That's probably one of the worst mistakes that you could possibly make. And so if you're having trouble doing that, then make a habit. Pay cash for everything. When you go cash your check or deposit your check, pull some cash out and live off of that for that week. And then this next week, do the same thing. If you're paid biweekly, do that. Try and make that a habit. Pay cash for everything. And then once you get comfortable with that, then you can do what a lot of my clients do, which is use their credit cards that are linked to a bank account that cuts it off at a certain amount of time. In other words, they don't go get credit limits that are above and beyond what that monthly savings account grows to. I want to make a quote from Knight Kiplinger, which he quoted and said this: do you know anyone who got into big financial trouble because they didn't borrow enough money? Very good. So one of the ways that we assist our clients in increasing their cash flow and look at debt smartly is by designing for them a personal financial plan where we look at all their debt, we look at all the interest rates that they're paying, and we look at how much they're making on their smart money. You all should have an emergency fund, even if you are wealthy and you don't think you need one. Just a good idea to have it, and that fund should be making interest, and that interest should be more than what you're paying to borrow money on. Just like your investments, you should look at the types of investments you have, what sort of returns you've had over the 5-10 year period of time, and are those doing better than your debt? And if you can control and manage your debt in a responsible type of way when it comes to, again, buying assets that are increasing in value, they could be businesses, they could be real estate, they could be equipment that you need to do your job better. All these things are ways to improve your station in life, and that's the way you want to use debt. I know when it comes to debt, it can be complicated, and it can seem like you can't get out of something. Or if you even have it and you're already doing well, you just don't even think about it. But it's still there. I see that a lot. I see a lot of successful people that have debt and really have no idea how that debt affects them or what it means to them on a month-to-month basis. Because let's face it, it's the last thing you're thinking about, and it is complicated. And I know this is difficult. I know it's something that's just not right in front of you, but it is something that you need to pay attention to. And so what I'd like you to do is we're going to go ahead and design for you your own personal financial projection. And this will be created just for you at no charge. And this sort of planning starts at $1,500 with us. But right now, if you're one of the first 5 callers, get it absolutely free. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Opening the phone lines, 866-PROTECT, first 5 callers right now. Pick up the phone and talk to a member. My team right now, dial this number, 866-PROTECT, to get yours. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. That's 1-866-776-8328.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.